This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Artisphere continues throughout Northwest Arkansas. The Artisphere Festival Orchestra is not even 48 hours away from this big performance in Siloam Springs. We've been talking about classical music with Jason Smith from Walton Arts Center. I've brought Jason back now. We're going to talk about the Artisphere Festival Orchestra in particular today, because the performances of the big orchestra are just ahead.
They are literally around the corner.
Yes.
And the musicians have been here for a few days. They all flew in and drove in. They have been rehearsing and working with Maestro Riveras and preparing for two different concert programs that they will play. One of them they'll play twice, and that's starting on Father's Day, June 17th.
Sunday, yes.
Yeah, Sunday. And then that concert program will be performed at the Berry Performing Arts Center and will be repeated on Monday evening at Walton Arts Center. And then they will be doing a program on Friday the 22nd, which will be the finale to the entire Artisphere Festival.
Let's talk about this orchestra a little bit. This is the second year now that the orchestra has been put together. It's not exactly the same, but many of the people who played last year did return.
That's right. We are very fortunate to have 59 of the 81 musicians return.
That's a good sign, I would say.
That is a good sign. They enjoyed themselves last year, and they were so, I guess the experience was a wonderful music experience for them. They got to share with other thrilling musicians, and it was an opportunity to come enjoy the beautiful scenery of Northwest Arkansas, kind of take in the concept of arts, nature, and sustainability in a concert form, and work with each other to make some thrilling concerts. I take it as a point of pride that we got 59 back this season.
These are professional musicians. Top of the game seems a trite cliche, but these are people who are very talented.
These are people who practice all the time. That's what they play. That doesn't mean that's all they do.
Right.
I mean, we actually have musicians who run marathons. Very seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fantastic that they have full, rich lives as well. But they are, they come from very prestigious orchestras and schools around the U.S. and the world. And it's exciting that they can come to Northwest Arkansas to create these performances for us.
How are these concerts put together?
That's a good question. there's a long version of that answer, and there's a short version.
Very carefully is the short version.
Well, it's actually interestingly enough, the hardest part is pulling the orchestra together. We have our music director, Maestro Corrado Riveras. He is just a consummate professional. He works. He is the music director at the Opera Company of Philadelphia. He also is the music director for I Virtuosi Italiani, which is a chamber orchestra in Italy. They perform various pieces and in different arrangements of orchestras and ensembles. And then he tours nationally and internationally, playing as a guest conductor or conducting as a guest conductor at places that most people would recognize. He's absolutely wonderful, just the most genuine musician I have encountered, and just a joy to be around. And he personally handpicks every musician in this orchestra, which is a rare thing when you have orchestras at this level, and especially festival orchestras. Often conductors go into an orchestra that's already put together.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Right.
It's like you're being hired to be the new boss at an office.
Exactly. Well, Corrado got to build this from scratch and got to do it again. this season. It's been a really amazing process putting the orchestra together. But not just that, then we have to come up with a repertoire.
Yeah, so what will
How
we
many
hear?
Concerts, yeah, right? Yeah. You know, the first concert, it's funny because Corrado called and he goes, I think we are going to have a special guest this year. And I was like, okay, I would love to have a special guest. Who are you talking about? He goes, well, I want Roberto Diaz to come and play the William Walton Viola Concerto. And I was, my jaw hit the ground. Mm-hmm. Roberto Diaz is a wonderful violist. Not only is he an incredible musician, he is also the president and CEO of the Curtis Institute in right. Philadelphia, which is arguably one of the best music schools in the world. So not only do we have an incredible musician coming, but we have a world-class music educator and authority mm-hmm. on where the future of classical music is going, coming to Artisphere, playing the William Walton Viola Concerto. That will be sandwiched by two pieces. This is an English program that Corrado then built around the Walton Concerto. He chose to play, he chose to perform Edward Elgar's In the South, which is a concert overture, mm-hmm. and it was written while Elgar was on vacation. He was wintering in Italy. Mm. Of course, there are all of these Roman ruins. You know, there were not just that, but the weather was kind of bad, and you felt the waves and the storms, and you can hear all of this in the composition. The actual, when you listen to the performance, you will hear elements of nature and history, and kind of you can hear the Roman legions crossing, mm-hmm. you know, ready to fight, you know, and it's really an exceptional piece, a very difficult piece. And to round out the program, Corrado has selected to play the Enigma Variations by Edward Elgar. So we're starting with Elgar, we're going to William Walton, and then we're ending with Elgar. So these are the masterworks of these English composers and what they are most known for.
And that's the program that will be...
That's on the 17th and 18th.
Sunday in at JBU.
Yes.
And Monday night at Walton Arts Center. Should say that the concert Sunday night is free, but you need a ticket.
Yes.
So call.
Call.
Get the
call
ticket.
Or go online.
Okay.
You can get tickets. They're still available. And we're also helping. One of the reasons we selected to go to John Brown University is because they have a beautiful new
yes, they do.
Performing hall there called the Berry Performing Arts Center. And it's a small hall, but we don't often get to take the arts to the western side of Washington and Benton counties.
Right.
And so this was an opportunity
I think it's great.
To go there and share with people who may not drive 40 minutes
right.
or, you know, 45 minutes, depending.
Or, heck,
you know,
just, yeah. or maybe they do, but cut them a break. Oh, they don't
yeah.
have to this time. You
let,
know?
Them, let them have it in their neighborhood
right.
for a change. And then, so that's really thrilling. And I have to say the staff and the leadership at John Brown University has been overwhelmingly the most helpful group of people I have ever dealt with. I'm so thankful that they have welcomed us the way they have.
Monday night at Walton Arts Center is a 10 by 10 concert, which means most tickets are $10.
Yes.
And you get that through the normal channels.
That's correct.
Now, there's one more, the finale of Artisphere.
The finale of Artisphere, and it is a showstopper.
It's the 22nd.
It is the 22nd. It is at 7 p.m. Even though it's on a Friday, be aware. You know, it's just coming up soon, actually. But a week from today.
Right, right.
Normally, people who are familiar with the Walton Arts Center know that we usually do our curtains at 8 o'clock on Fridays and Saturdays. Well, during Artisphere, we decided to have them all at 7 p.m. so that they're uniformly done. And so we'll have the concert, and then we will also have an after-concert party to celebrate the end of Artist Fear, and these wonderful musicians will all be available, and they'll all come out and mingle with the crowds. And our generous sponsors have helped to take care of this, and it's just absolutely amazing. The program is going to be spectacular. We're starting the program. Corrado selected Béla Bartók's Concerto for Orchestra, mm-hmm. which is a piece that orchestras prove their mettle with, we'll just say. I mean, it is truly, truly one of the meatier selections that an orchestra can try to perform. And then immediately after intermission, we will play Brahms' First Symphony.
It's going to be something.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. And it will be a night that I know I will remember for a time to come. Those are two pieces that you don't normally hear side by side, and we have the opportunity to hear them in one performance. And then we get to meet the people.
That'll be fun.
Which will be nice, right? I'm so excited. They absolutely love being here in Northwest Arkansas, these musicians. They love talking with the natives here. We live in a beautiful place, and it's so nice to be able to share that with them. And they love being able to come and share their music with us.
If you want to know about tickets, performance times, anything, you can go to artistfearfestival.org.
That's right. And look under featured projects, and you will see the Artist Fear Festival Orchestra. And there's all kinds of information about the concerts themselves. You can read program notes. You can actually read the bios of the musicians in the orchestra. There are photos of them if you would like to get to know them before the orchestra and orchestra performances. And also, there are chamber music concerts. If you look under the chamber music series, you can also learn more about those.
What happens for the Walton Arts Center staff on June 25th, the Monday after the last weekend of Artist Fear? Is there just this collective sigh?
There is a collective sigh.
Do you get to sleep in a little bit?
Yes, there is. But, surprisingly, there's a lot of work wrapping up a big festival like this.
There is.
We will be taking a break the first week of July, and that is where that's where we're all going to just heave a major sigh of, we're done.
Miles to go, though.
Miles to go before we rest.
That's right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.